Die Groot Breakfast. Sterker as jou eerste oggend koffie. Groot FM 90.5.
Ons gesels nou al die hele oggend oor helde in ons gemeenskap. Mense wat 'n verskil maak, mense wat hulle moue oprol en of dit nou 'n glimlag is of dit nou daar's soveel boodskappe en ek beloof ons gaan regtig probeer kyk of ons nog voor die einde van die program daarby kan uitkom. Because this is what we do today. We decided to be positive and let's just put this into perspective. Die rede hoekom ek nou die rooi taal toe oorgeskuif het, is omdat ons twee helde vandag, Taron Johnston and Warren Rocky with us in studio. And I don't actually think that this is the first time that a lot of our listeners have heard your names. I'm going to get into that. But before I even give you a chance to speak, because you're both very humble people, so I first have to just boost your egos a little bit, and then I'll give you a chance to speak. Otherwise, you're going to tell me, no, you need to be praised for the work that you do. 2019 is daar verskriklike reëns in Pretoria. En die ironie is, ek sê nou vir Taron, I remember that. I hadn't been living in Pretoria at that stage, but I was visiting friends during that December. So driving through Centurion, you could not get anywhere. I remember the Lake Hotel was completely, like, bartered off. Which means, as jy al ooit in Centurion was, hello, shout out, trots Centurion, okay? Maar, if as much as a drop falls in the vicinity of Centurion, dan kom my enops af, and every piece of, I'm going to call it what it is, crap, goes into our streets and on the banks of the Hennops River. And you just decided, Taron Johnston from the Hennops Revival Project, this is it. I am done. I cannot deal with this anymore. Now that your egos are sufficiently blown up, Warren, Taron, good morning and welcome to Groot FM.
Morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the invite.
So, I live in Highveld, so I've seen your name on the community groups and all those types of things. And then I saw it again in the news this past week, literally every single platform that you can possibly think of. Taron Johnston, I need you to take me back to 2019, because the Hennops Revival Project was not always the monster than it is now. Why on earth would you choose to do this?
Oh, I don't know. I must be mad. Look, no, I have been dismissed as absolutely crazy, and people have told me I'm wasting my time and I'll never get it right and I have to go to the source. But, you know, before that, I had been on a very deeply introspective process after coming out of an abusive relationship. And I did a lot of inside work, and, you know, I realized that everything is me and I'm the common denominator in many of my problems. So, you know, I had this, you know, this reflection that I was looking at. And, you know, my daughter then said to me quite out of the blue, she wanted to do a river cleanup. And I still thought, oh, good grief, are you joking? You know, have you seen the river?
Have you seen the river?
And anyway, I'm a mom, you know, so I organized. And it was quite a success. I was just posting photos over Facebook and just around to all the community groups and getting people to try and, you know, get them involved and interested and exciting. And then it was quite a success. So while I was there that day, it was quite horrifying because, I mean, we've been in Centurion since 1978.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah. I grew up in Irene, so I played in the Hennops River. I crossed the Hennops River. We went all over Irene with our bicycles, you know what I mean? So we know the Hennops. And, you know, my sister's boyfriend would go fishing there and... you know,
sounds
so,
like a different world.
Ideal, yeah.
It was. But, you know, so we knew it intimately and it was part of our lives. My parents used to go on the boat cruise on the Centurion Lake, and my dad did a triathlon. You know, so we're very, you know, the history of our family is very involved with the Hennops River. And then seeing it again up close... And seeing that black water coming out of the lake, I was like, what? What kind of trouble are we in? You know, if this is our water, then what are we doing? You know, we're clearly doing it wrong. And, you know, how can I make a difference? I'm a single mom. I don't have money. But I have hands and I have a voice.
Oh.
And that was my startup tools.
That so, sentence. I don't have money. I have hands.
And I have a voice.
And I have a voice. Mm. If every single South African could have that mindset.
Sure.
We would not only change our country, we would change the world. And that's how then the Revival Project was born.
Yeah. So I made a commitment to do community cleanups every 2 weeks. And, you know, I was in there. I was my waiters and I was right in there. And people were like, this woman is cooked, you know. Yeah. And, you know, maybe I am still, I don't know, but I had made a commitment, and not just to the Hennepin River, but to water, because that's our life source.
Yeah.
You know, we are nothing without water, and if our waterways are in that state, then it is a really a great mirror.
Wow.
In terms of, like, how broken our society is and how toxic our society is and what is going on in the world. And I was like, well, I have to do what I can do where I am. Mm. And so that's sort of like how it organically evolved. And we, you know, I mean, I remember being in the river and people were saying, Taryn, you've got to come to this meeting. And I was like, meeting? What meeting? I don't
know. I'm here to clean up the river.
I'm cleaning the river. What are you talking about? But, you know, you do have to go to the meetings and you do have to understand more. And I remember going to, actually at one of our cleanups, the acting director of the wastewater treatment plants arrived with a big flower hat and she came hands on and to help us. And
sure.
I met her and she was so awesome. So, you know, we built a relationship just there. And I asked her, you know, can I please come and see what's going on at your plant? Just so that I know. And she was like, absolutely. And I had to get myself PPE and all the, you know, the gear to go inside there. And I saw, and she took me right around everywhere and showed me everything, which was really good, you know, because then you get more of an insight as to what they are dealing with as a result of us flushing everything that shouldn't be flushed down the toilet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this was interesting to me because when I reached out to you, Taryn, and invited you to come on the show, you were like, please, 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 can I bring Warren along? So clearly, Warren Rocky, you are a pillar within this fight to not only clean up our river, but also clean up our complete environment and our community. How did you and Taryn meet? How did you get involved in this absolute cuckoo's nest that we call the Hennepin Revival? So
if I go back, I think I saw some of what Taryn was doing on Facebook, and it definitely called out to me and it appealed to me. So a little bit of background, I was a Boy Scout when I was younger, and I honestly lived the most wonderful childhood.
Oh, wow.
And I remember distinctly doing a lot of activities in, I think it was mainly the Crocodile River. A friend had a farm there. We used to make rafts. We used to sleep on the banks. We used to catch crabs. Even when I was at Happy Acres, the kids' camp, we used to catch crabs and play in the streams. And I realized that we can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. My children will never have that joy unless I step in and do something. And so all credit to Taryn. She is the one who made it possible for people to come and do it. And I know she says she's crazy, but I think probably 1 in every 100 of us is crazy. So if you look at a population of, 65 million, there should be at least 65,000 people on my team.
Jaren being number one, yeah, apparently.
Absolutely. And yeah, so I started off there as a volunteer. I think we met on Mandela Day in 2019.
No.
Earlier.
It was after. It was when we had it at the Shishinyama. Warren arrived there and he still said, I'm just checking it out and seeing if it's safe enough for my family to come.
Oh, wow.
And the next thing, he was in there sick. And Warren has actually started hitting up our volunteer events because he saw I was drowning in all the admin. You know, we've been creating jobs for people that, you know, are unemployed and on the streets.
Yeah.
And so Warren said, look, if there's one thing I can do, I can help you with this. And so he's been railing with it, which is, it's taken a huge load off of me. It's put a huge load onto him, though.
We have to talk about what the project does for job creation and for hope in the community. I'm going to be right back with that.
Die Groot Breakfast. Ons Rivula en Rivula. Groot FM 90.5.
Matthew Mole, wake up, it's morning. En op van my kant af, in elk geval, net wake up en begin 'n verskil maak, want jy kan. And with us in studio, two people that are proof of that. Welcome to Groot FM once again, Taron Johnston and Warren Rocky. I heard about the two of you through the Henops Revival Project, and we went through a little bit, Taron, how you got involved, and I love it so much, Warren, that you said you got involved, you can take so much off Taron's plate, and just to make sure that this entire movement moves forward. So we're going to get to how it looks now and how it's grown exponentially, but can do still so much more, as any project can. But I have to ask, obviously you are taking, and hier is a getal wat ek raak gelees het. Tell me if I'm wrong, true or false. From 2019 to now, we are talking 5 million kgs that you guys have cleaned out of the Henops River.
By hand.
That is insane. So now you have these bags and bags and bags and bags. What then? Is there an option for, let's say, for example, a financial aspect of recycling? Or what do you do with all this?
Well, this is the thing, because, you know, it's highly contaminated stuff that we are pulling out. The rivers are really not rivers anymore. It's more like just sewage.
Sure.
And, you know, so with that kind of contamination level, it's very difficult to recycle. And also there's a lot of degradation of the products. So they're almost beyond recycling.
Wow.
Which is sad, you know. So most of that has gone to landfill. Just recently, I was actually very irritated. We had a huge mountain of polystyrene that had formed or gathered just beneath the highway in Doornkloof. And we went there to do a big cleanup. We removed 3,000 bags in 3 days. It was insane. Yeah. We didn't even get into the water.
That's insane.
I know. That was just on the one bank on the one side, and we didn't even finish. But, driving home from there, I got a sidewall puncture from a pothole. And I was like, are you serious? You know, like, and I was really irritated. And I said, can't we just use this rubbish to fill the potholes? And I went off to Builders, and I was like buying every solvent under the sun and doing all sorts of experiments in my garage. And then suddenly I was like, oh, wow, this is paint. And so I started painting my wheelbarrow and my gates and my my bride.
I just want to get this right, Taron. I thought someone put you up to this idea. You did this in your garage and figured out that you are turning polystyrene into paint.
Out of sheer frustration and irritation that I had to buy a new tire.
And about 10% craziness.
Always back to the crazy.
Yeah, no. And look, the crazy ones change the world, eh?
So now you have the paint. Is there something to do with it now? Or?
Yeah, so we actually did a project where I was staying. The house was up for sale, and I was busy just sort of fixing up and, you know, making it sellable. And we decided to experiment on our own walls, because the plastering had not been sealed. And with all the rain that we had this year, the plaster was like literally just chipping off. And there's videos of it on YouTube. And It was hectic. So I was like, what are we going to do here? Let's try the paint, you know. And then we realized it was waterproof, because obviously it's plastic, you know, so of course it's waterproof. And we just played around, and we actually made a really abstract design. We just kept the parts of the wall that were falling off. We took them off and sort of chipped them into some kind of an abstract design. And then we sealed them with our paints, and we sealed the top of the wall with our paints as well. And then we had, you know, bricks underneath that were just exposed, which we sealed with an actual brick sealer, which we bought. But that is also something that we could do with a clear paint.
Yeah.
We make it ourselves. We just didn't have the time. And then we made this really stunning effect and sealed the wall, you know. So the costs are obviously minimal, because otherwise to replaster and redo their whole wall would have cost a fortune. So it turned out really well. It's very exciting. And, I mean, the possibilities, they are...
It's massive, yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Imagine if you could buy a recycled Henops paint from your local hardware store. That's incredible.
Exactly.
You think that, and then obviously your input costs are so low because you're essentially getting your core material semi for free. It comes down the river at you.
I have to pay people to take it out.
sure. But I mean, it comes down the river. At least it's not they have to fly it in from another country or get it from a farm somewhere, or a mine rather. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a very important point that you actually just brought up there, Taryn, because let's be honest, and we're going to get to this right after the news, because I think a lot of community projects have this challenge. It's amazing. You guys do incredible work, but it is not easy and it is not free. At the end of the day, you are a non-profit organization, so everything you make, you push back in, or you make paint. And that is just still blowing my mind. So, bly asseblief ingeskakel, want ek dink as jy daar buite dalk 'n gemeenskapsprojek het en jy het uitdagings, hoor wat Taryn en Warren se story is. En ons nog steeds uitdagings, maar as jy polystyreen in verf kan verander, dan is daar een of twee goed wat dalk nie in jou pad kan staan nie. Bly net waar jy is.
Die Groot Breakfast, sterker as jou eerste oggend koffie. Groot FM 90.5.
Robin Closer, dis die Groot Breakfast, en saam met ons in die ateljee, ons gesels gemeenskapshelde vir oggend. And two of these heroes are definitely Taryn Johnston and of course a Warren Rocky. We spoke a little bit about the revolution before we took the break, but then I also, as we were reading up on what you guys do, I came across an organization that I wasn't completely sure how it fits in. Tell me about Deep Water Movement.
So Deep Water Movement was me realizing that our water problems don't start and end at the Henops. And Henops Revival is very Henops.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go further. So I wanted to expand, and I wanted to think of a name, but I was like, I needed to mean something, you know, and I needed to touch people. And so it was firstly because we are in deep water, quite simply.
Yes.
But more importantly.
Deep sewage, yes.
More importantly, deep water, the water that runs in each and every one of us, that's the water I want to reach with the Deep Water Movement.
Oh, that is incredible. So I wish we had so much more time, because I think people have to know what incredible work you do, and I really hope that we touched on it a little bit, at least in the conversation. And what is next? What are you guys busy with doing now? Because I'm sure people are sitting on the edges of their seats and Centurion, ek praat met jou.
asking how they can get involved.
Yes,
yeah.
Asking how they can get involved. What's coming up for you guys? What are you busy with right now?
Okay, absolutely. This is really where the fun part starts, because I love getting actually my hands dirty. We don't like admin. We like cleaning. And there's actually something very therapeutic about it. When you start on a patch of ground and you clear it up and you unwrap the plastic off a tree and say, okay, now you can breathe.
Oof.
It's the most amazing feeling. And when you look back at the end of an afternoon and the whole bank is sort of clear, and we've got a whole pile of bags on the other side which are going to be collected later and yes, sadly go to a landfill, but they're still out of our waterways and we know that's permanent. That is a great feeling. So that's really what we're trying to do now. So we've got a fantastic cleanup happening now this Friday and Saturday. It's part of our Mandela Day initiative. So the Friday is going to be a corporate social initiative, mainly for companies, but also open to volunteers. Both are happening at Tafen Estate, which is 207 Utrecht Avenue. They've kindly opened up their premises for us, because we need a safe and secure venue for our volunteers to be at. We'd never put them in danger. We don't go into the actual water itself because of the toxicity.
Wow.
But we do stay on the banks. There's more than enough on the floodplains to clear and make a big difference already and make sure that when the next rains come, that's not going to re-enter the water system. So Saturday 9 to 12, and then, Friday 9 to 12, and then Saturday 9 to 12 again. And the Saturday is open to all the people who obviously can't get time off on the Friday to come through and want to make a difference. Both the venue and a couple of our sponsors have kindly provided refreshments and eats for the people that come through. We provide the gloves and the bags. So all we need is the hands on the or the boots on the ground and hands and gloves and let's clean. And like I said, it's really therapeutic and it's something amazing.
And it's instant gratification. So yes. if you're into that, come along and you can watch a tree.
Absolutely.
Breathe again. It's amazing. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. You meet people, you chat to people, and it's like-minded people. So you know that you're in with a good group of people. We're expecting about 100 volunteers each day. If we get more, that's fantastic. I'll make another food run. It's not a problem.
Do it.
The more the merrier. If companies want to get involved, they can also give us a shout completely. And then the next thing we wanted to talk about is our Clean Up in a Box campaign. So this is something that we've actually done a soft launch on already, and we're hoping to get this countrywide, which is essentially where the deep water movement comes in. So we're not just cleaning the henops. Anyone can clean a river or even their street if they want to. What they would do is they would apply to us. We will then send them a box, and they would do their cleanup under our banner, which also then they can have the indemnities and how to do it with instructions and all of that. A box of gloves, a box of bags.
Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. It's clean up for dummies.
Absolutely. 100%.
How to clean the river. Number one, yes. Show up.
Yeah. 100%. And we're looking to partner with one of the companies that does these collection boxes or whatever so that we can post it to them and hopefully, you know, not have to endure the cost ourselves. We have reached out to a couple of them already. We haven't had any responses yet, but we're hoping that we will. And then essentially, anyone in the country can actually do a cleanup. And then what we'll do is we'll help amplify them. We've got graphic designers who are also assisting our NPO. They'll do the flyers for you. We'll broadcast it on our WhatsApp group, which we've got this fantastic WhatsApp group. People can also follow us on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm going to get my daughter to do an Insta page because I'm a bit old for
TikTok,
that now.
You mean?
TikTok, yeah.
Oh, this is a family affair, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really just, you know, people always ask me, how do I get involved? How do I start this? And this is a fantastic way to start it. Having said that, we've already had two sets of people do a clean up in a box campaign. One is a lady out in Michaelisburg by the name of Joey. Hi, Joey. Young in heart, maybe older in age, but her and four other senior citizens, all retired, did their last cleanup two Thursdays ago, and I think their second one is today, and they're making a difference. That is 25 bags out of the river, and it's phenomenal.
It's honorable.
We've got Sammy and Timbisa that also does it. We've given him gloves and bags and everything that he needs to continue his great work there, and a lot of those people in Timbisa are unemployed. They don't even have a source of income, yet they're there cleaning up after other people. That's commitment. That shows the resilience of the human spirit.
Yeah.
Warren Rocky, Taryn Johnson, thank you so very much. Gaan soek hulle asseblief dis Henops Revival Project. Dis baie maklik om hulle te kry op Facebook. Jy's in 'n geval Taryn se gesig ook in die nuus gesien het baie hierdie laaste ruk. I just want to go back, and this is what I want to leave the two of you with. We keep joking about Taryn being crazy, and people thought you were cooked. In 1997, there was a marketing campaign for the most well-known phone brand. It's a fruit in the world. People generally attribute the quote to Steve Jobs. It was not Steve Jobs. It was his unknown marketing manager called Rob Sultanen. And he said, here's to the crazy ones, because the people who are crazy enough to change the world are the ones who do. So thank you, Taryn. Thank you, Warren. I hope people come in their droves and we'll definitely check in with you guys again.
Thank you so much.
Die Groot Breakfast. Groter as die bottle in jou straat. Groot FM 90.5.